You're listening to Consider This, episode 56, for October 23rd, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, the U.S. government may have reopened, but it's just back to business as usual, both in D.C. and here on Consider This, your 10-minute or less podcast featuring my commentary and your feedback, which, incidentally, we have this week from a different input than ever before. But first things first, if you too want your feedback heard, call the super secret Consider This voicemail bat phone at 267-CALL-CT0. If you don't want to call long distance, you can come to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and click on the Call Me graphic. You enter your phone number, and the bat phone will call you for free. Holy redial, Batman! For written rants or raves, write to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. For tweets, I'm at ctpodcasting. That's CT, as in carefully treading. My first feedback from the Twitter stream regarding the changing positions of politicians and a financial intervention. That's coming up. If you're within the sound of my voice, you should be subscribed to my Facebook and Google Plus pages. You can commiserate with other Consider This fans there, and we're still open for those drive-by graphics you find. You know, those pictures or graphs that are trying to make a point, but are either dishonest or don't tell you the whole story. Do your part to educate the masses. My Twitter account is typically used to send out links to interesting stories that come out between episodes. Sometimes those stories wind up as subject matter for the next episode of the podcast. Well, recently it turned into a good conversation with Andrew James, whose Twitter user is at one who sees dimly. And thus comes the first Twitter feedback. Now, yes, others have occasionally tweeted me back before, but this conversation was more along the lines of actual feedback. I'm not dissing those of you who may have replied to a tweet in agreement. It's just that this was something that made an interesting segment for the show. I had tweeted a picture of four Democrats who were against raising the debt ceiling before they were for it. I had quotes from Nancy Pelosi and Charlie Rangel in 2004, and Harry Reid and Barack Obama in 2006. Obama's quote you would have recognized from last episode's Name That Quote segment. Andrew replied with this, quote, "So now the roles have reversed. Does that really surprise anyone? Dems and GOP playing games, and America takes the hit. Good times," close quote. I replied, quote, "While Dems sound like GOP now, GOP has, far as I know, never sounded like Dems do now," close quote. Andrew replied back with a link dating back to 2004 when Dick Cheney said that, quote, "Reagan proved that deficits don't matter." That wasn't in reference to a specific debt ceiling issue, but it is something that matters to conservatives. Indeed, I replied that Cheney was wrong and that he's never been what one would consider conservative. Okay, yeah, I did move the goalposts a bit, going from saying that the GOP had not sounded like current Democrats to saying that conservatives didn't sound like that. I should have been more specific the first time, but two things in my defense. One, GOP takes less space in the Twitter 140-character limit than does conservatives. And two, Cheney wasn't saying what Democrats are saying now. He said deficits don't matter. Democrats, led by Obama himself, are now saying that raising the debt limit doesn't increase the debt. Cheney said rising debt is no big deal. Democrats are saying there is no rising debt. I guess it's all a game the Matrix is playing with us. There is no spoon. If you've seen the movie, you know what I mean. To show that I'd been consistent in this, I noted a post on my personal blog where I said just that and highlighted it with a political cartoon by the excellent, though unfortunately retired, Chuck Assay. All these links are in the show notes, including the cartoon. Amazing what a difference an administration makes. Andrew and I closed the conversation on good terms, though I don't think there was ever any bad terms going on. I appreciated the comment and the follow-ups, and so, Andrew, thanks so much for your thoughts. Dave Ramsey is a very popular radio talk show host specializing in economic issues. Specifically, he concentrates on getting individuals and families out of the crushing weight of debt. In addition to his radio show, he has books like My Total Money Makeover, his Financial Peace University DVD classes, and even has an organization to do personal financial counseling. He does speaking tours all around the United States. He's trusted by millions because most of them have reduced or removed their debt using his methods. I say that to say this. When it comes to debt, the federal government could really use a Dave Ramsey intervention. Recently, he discussed an action that the government has taken that will make it harder to stay out of debt for many of us. It's bad enough that the government can't stay out of debt itself. Now it's inflicting it on us. Here are just some excerpts.
We struggle in this country that on the right and on the left, that if you think your cause is big enough that you're exempt from doing math. You're not exempt from math if you're a Democrat. You're not exempt from math if you're a Republican. You're not exempt from math if you're a liberal. And you're not exempt from math if you're a conservative. You still have to do math. And anyone who can do math can tell, anybody that knows the basic business premises of something like a Social Security system, the basic things that are laid out there, or something like the tenets of Obamacare, the processes that are being put in place there, it's fairly easy to surmise with critical thought what's going to occur. And you just have to be intellectually honest enough to do critical thought and look at it, regardless of your political leanings. And you have to pull your head far enough out of your politics to actually have an original thought. You're 500 pounds, you have diabetes, you've got cancer, and you've had 3 heart attacks. You're going to pay the exact same premium as a perfectly healthy person. That's the new law. It's one piece of the new law. Now, that's good if you don't have health insurance. It enables you to get health insurance. I understand the motivation and the nobility and the moral imperative behind that. I get that. But that doesn't change the math. The math is that those people get sick more often and run up more medical bills than someone who's healthy. Duh. And if they now have to be covered by the same company that you're covered by, and they're required to take them, they no longer have the option to say, I'm going to turn you away. They're required to take them. Then the math kicks in. Because the amount of money that insurance company was paying out to the medical community is going to go way up. They're now going to pay more out to the medical community per person than they ever have before. Now, let me help you with that. What they pay out per person is how your premium is determined. Thus, they charge more for people that smoke than they do for people that don't smoke. They charge more for people who parachute than people who don't parachute. And so, but in this case, that's no longer allowed. Everybody's going to be charged the same. Translation, you are going to pay higher premiums to keep the insurance company open, or they're going to go broke. Because they now have to cover people they didn't have to cover before, and they're known as sick people. Now, it's a nice moral imperative, but it doesn't change the math. So, translation is, your health insurance premiums are going to go way up. They have to. It's not I'm mad about it, and it's not a political statement. It's that I know how to do math. And I understand the basic tenets of how an insurance premium is developed. It's not rocket science here.
You get the impression that it's all about the math? Not the politics, the math. If you respect Dave Ramsey, I encourage you to head to the show notes, where I have the full video of this less than 10-minute segment. There's so much more he has to say, explaining that these are not just glitches that need to be fixed. They are foundational problems with Obamacare. So, get in touch with me and suddenly find yourself on this show. I'm open to all considered opinions, and I've highlighted dissenters here before. I've even said I was wrong when I was, so don't think this is just an echo chamber. Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com to get your voice, or at least your words, heard. Your voice will keep us all on our toes, as long as we consider this.